We are at the way top of Ayin Beis Amud Beis. Truth is, we should go back to Ayin Beis Amud Aleph just for a second, right? Because we quoted a machlokas, and that was the following. Sorry, it's on the bottom of Ayin Beis Amud Aleph, three lines from the bottom, which is Lema Ketanai, right? So we said, Mashoch v'gershin yisgayar kishu mahul v'katin sha'avar zmano. All of those examples, Mashloch, Gershin, Yisgayer, Kishumal, Katan, etc. So all those people, Ein Nimulin Ela Bayom. And Rabbi Shimon said, no. Bizmano, Ein Nimulin Ela Bayom. But Shalom Bizmano, Nimulin Bayom Uvalayla. So this Machlok is basically, centers around the question of a Mila Shalom Bizman. Right, and you say that when there's a milah shelo bizman, that can be that's during the day only. And Rav Elazar ben Rashi says no. If it's bizmano, that's when it's any milah b'yom. Shelo bizmano can be day or night. And one thing that was included in that was mashoch. Right, that the Tanakham includes mashoch in the original case together with gerush nisgayar shuma, with katan shavar zmano. All those things are connected, and mashal is included in that group. And so we said, so maybe what's the machlokas? Ma'ala b'hakavitvagi demar savar mashal. Now I'm base on my base. Ma'ala b'hakavitvagi demar savar mashal d'araisa umar savar mashal d'rabanan. Or what's the machlokas? The question is, do I include mashal in that original group, right? Which is like, a katan that's avers manos, that's d'araisa, right? That one hold that the man damru holds that's part of mashal's can part of that group, so that holds there, right? So and the one holds it's not that holds it there abono. So the Gemara says no, but this for really katan shavar zmano mi ikal man damru there abono, right? You're gonna tell me that katan shavar zmano is anyone hold, right? Does anybody hold it that's there abono? No one holds it there abono. That for sure not. That's a child needs a bris. Need the raisa. It's appropriate to do it on bizman, but if it's not bizman, it's not derabanan to do it. It's deraisa to do it, right? So Ella. So meaning, there's no way that's like the machlokas is not about the question of whether a bris shalob bizman is deraisa derabanan. That can't be part of this equation. So El Dekuli Alma Mashloch Derabanan. No. Rather, Mashloch is Derabanan. Everyone agrees that. V'katan Shavar Zmano Daraisa. And Katan Shavar Zmano Daraisa. Also, why do they group together? Right? V'acha V'acha Mifligi. And we're going to see. V'acha V'acha Mifligi Mar Savar Darshinan Uvayom. Umar Savar Lo Darshinan Uvayom. Right? The Machlokes is whether you darshin the word Uvayom. Okay? What do we mean? Look at Rashi. Mar Savar, the top Rashi on the left side. Mar Savar Darshinan Uvayom. Vav Yisera. The Matzil Mechtav Bayom Hashmini Yimov B'Sholah. So instead it says Ubayom. Why Ubayom? Uksiv Ubayom the Yisuye Milo Shalob Bezmana. Right, it's coming to include Milo Shalob Bezmana. Okay. V'af Agav the Mashoch Mehacha Lo Misrabe. What does that mean? We're not including Mashoch is not one of the examples, right? That's included from that drasha. Now the Hamid Rabbanon who, right? Because again, Mashoch Midaraisa, he had Bris Milo already. Ubasar hachi, so rather the Hamid Rabbanan who Ubasar hachi tikkun kevan the katan shavar zmano misrabe va'af agav shalob zmano who hainami tiknu a rabbanan kein daraisa. So the point being that we have this a lot of times, right? That when we take something that's the rabbanan and we want to figure out the structure for that mitzvah the rabbanan, we structure it after a din daraisa. The best example is Tisha B'Av, right? Tisha B'Av. The dinim of Tisha B'Av are all midrabanan. Nevertheless, they're structured after what happens on Yom Kippur, right? Like anytime we take a midrabanan, we try. Rosh Hashanah points out all the time. Chazal always structure it after deraisa. So therefore, since milah shelo bizmano is has certain halachos, etc. So we include mashuch in that same group, even though it's not that one's deraisa, one's derabanan, but the rules and regulations, etc., will be included. Even in the case of mashach, but the point being that there's no argument at this point. Oh, that maybe mashach is deraisa. And the Gemara continued to explain it. Kihad the Yasir Rabbi Yochanan. So back in the Gemara, kihad the Yasir Rabbi Yochanan. The Kadarish no sar bizmano eno nisraf elabayom Shelo bezmano nisraf bein bayom bein balayla. Right, so that Rav Yochanan made this drasha that he said that nosar, right? Nosar is korbanos that are left over, right? And they're no longer able to be eaten anymore because the time's up, right? So it's basically a korban sha'avar zmano. It's the same exact thing. The time for eating them is up. So what happens? So the rule is, he said that nosar bizmano is only nishraf bayom. Right? Shalom bizmano is nishraf. If it's bizmano, it's the right time to be burning it. So then it's burned during the day. But if it's shalom bizmano, if the time's up, it's over the amount of time that it takes that you're supposed to have burnt it already. So then nishraf bein bayom bein balayla. So he said that if it's shalom bizmano, so then it can be burned either day or night. The Ace of Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Elazar went after Rabbi Yochanan. He said, "Ein li elad nimo l'shmini, she nimo elad bayom minan l'rabos l'tisha l'asara l'achadasara l'shnei masar." And how do I know? I only know that the baby on the eighth day is only do bris milah during the day. But how do I know that's true even by the ninth day, tenth day, 11th day, 12th day, etc.? Tamalomar ubayom, right? Because the pasuk says ubayom. That teaches me that this din of milah during the day only and not during the night is true, not just by Mila Bismana, but even Mila Shalom Bismana. Right? Vafil Lamandalo Darish Vav, and even if your person doesn't Darish in Vavs, Vav Vehei Darish. Right? But if it's a Vav and a Hey, so then you're going to, you will Darish in. Right, look at Rashi. Where's the Hey? Vav Vehei Kagon. You see Raymond Rashi right across the way. Vav vehei kegon vihanosar, right? Ika vav and hey yaseira. It's both, right? So there you want it. So there again, even darshin vavs, but here it's a vav and a hey. So then for sure you're going to darshin it, and therefore you will argue that even nosar shalob ismano, right? Maybe should be only burned during the day. Just to be clear, from what I said before, the point of the structuring their abundance after their rice is like that. What we mean in our case of the bris milah is that just like a milah shalob is mana can only be done during the day, so too a mashuch, like say for example, who made their abundance has to have a bris milah, but only be done during the day. That'd be the way. That's the detail that's being included, right? Just like over here, the details that they're talking about is whether the nosar can be burnt day and night once the time is up. And we're going to pass it to this man, or should be done only during the day. So that's the same. That's the halacha that we're asking about. Basically, is it the mashach has to have a bris milah, right? It's only the rabbanon. Okay, fine. But the detail that they're discussing in this question of mashach, we got to it because we were discussing whether mashach is the rice or the rabbanon. But the point being is that they, in terms of what their conversation they're having in their place is whether somebody who, whether a mashach, bris milah, can happen at night also. Right? That's the actual question, halakha question they're discussing. Fine. But anyway, so that was what he said.
Nowadays we do have a bris milah at night.
What?
Nowadays we do have a bris milah.
We don't have bris milah at night usually. No. We only do bris milah during the day. I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure we only do bris milah during the day. And presumably from this drasha. Right? This drasha tells me, ubayom ashmini, imam ashala so, that's Bayom, even day 9, 10, 11, 12, the point being that even a bris milah that's shalom bezmano, we do it during the day. Yeah. Yes, that's why, like, even in, like, in Eretz Yisrael, sometimes they do, like, in the afternoon. My bris milah was in the afternoon because in Be'er Sheva, it's very hot. So they do it in the afternoon. That's, like, a little cooler. But different discussion, should be done as reason makdim l'mitzvah, so you should do it early in the morning. But it's daytime. It's typically daytime. It's a good challenge. If you can't do it during the day and it's only done at night, it's an amakif probably. Like if you did it at night, let's say a different night, is it b'diavad, does it work? The story is about bris milah took place in the middle of the night in Russia, in like the 1970s or whatever, But fine. But the bottom line is so Yochanan. Yes.
Seems that that's what they're talking about. Which
pasuk?
I guess there's two different
sukkim
that could be the source of that.
Afagav dim 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 right? That's a different din. That's the same pasuk ubayom hashmini. That's a yom for the Shabbos that even that a mila bezmana. This is a different din, right? That mila bezmana is done on Shabbos, and mila shalom bezmana is not done on Shabbos, right? Mikom malkom shapir darish mevav de ubayom rebuye kohani de eni mulim el bayom.
I think there's two different.
Things. I think it's the same bayom. I think bayom hashmini mo b'shalosh is different pasuk.
Yeah, I think there's two, right? Bayom hashmini.
Yeah.
Mo b'sar lasso.
And
then isn't there in Bereishis?
When
pasuk, I think it's just a branch. It's just saying,
two different.
This is bayom. You know, you do it even on Shabbos, and the tells you that you do it. Right, but we just learned, right?
I think his kasha is that we already use that exact word, Bayom Afilu B'Shabbos, so that in which case it's not available for the Jerusha Ubayom Hashmini to include Bayom Afilu B'Tas Yod Yod Al Tzvi
Beis. That's the U, right? That's what we said the U is for.
Exactly. That's why I need the Vav, I think. I think that's what he means.
I think there's an...
If you can find it, yeah, let me know, but... I think that's correct, but I think that's what he means, but could be. I'm happy to stand corrected. Okay, fine. But so anyways, just back to the Gemara. So Rabbi Elazar had attacked Rabbi Yochanan and said, about the Nosar question, right? That Rabbi Yochanan was sitting in Darshan, that Nosar Bismano is by day and Shalom Bismano is at night. And Rabbi Elazar said back to him, I have a drasha to explain to you why Mila Shalom Bezmana is still only by day, right? In which case, that should be a problem for Nosar Shalom Bezmana should also be only by day, right? So he said this drasha, the hey and the vav, and then ishtik, and then Rabbi Yochanan didn't respond. So Basar did not fuck after he left. Amalei Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish. So Rabbi Yochanan then turned to Rish Lakish, who was next. Imagine Rabbi Yochanan's there, Rish Lakish there, Rabbi Elazar's there, right? And so he turns to Rish Lakish, says, right, Isa the Ben Padas. She Yosef Vadorish Kemoshe Mepiak Vura Ben Padas is Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar Ben Padas. He says, I see he's Darshan like he's Moshe Rabbeinu. Okay. I don't know if it's like pejorative or not, but it's like he's like, you know, he's sort of sounds like he's making things up, basically. Like he's making up drushas. So Amalei, Reish Lakish, no. Reish Lakish says, no. Didehu, he, no, it's not his own. This is not his own idea. Masnisi, it's based on a Brisa. He chatana le b'toras kohanim. So he says, where is it? He says, it's in toras kohanim. So nafak tanya b'tlasa yomei v'svara b'tlasa yarche. So he went and learned it for 3 days, and he only understood it after 3 months. But the bottom line is, he said, didn't make it up. This is drash is coming from toras kohanim, and so leave him alone. Fine. So that was the response. But the point being that the idea of darshaning vavs, right? To tell me about something Shalom Bezman remains during the day is something that Rabbi Elazar attacked Rabbi Yochanan on, and it would seem to be it was accepted. Rish Lakish said, "Leave him alone." It's a good argument.
And so therefore, it's a raya for
it sounds like a raya. Yes, this idea that everyone's bayom, even Shalom Bezmano, will continue to be bayom. Correct. That's what it sounds like, right? Which would bring us full circle back to that question. It sounds like all. Yeah, actually, if you look at the bottom of Ayin Beis Amud Aleph, so this is a good way to find out, right? That if you look at way bottom line, Mishiyesh Lo Shteiros, all these people, including Kazan Shein Abba Rizmanam, Eina Nimulin El Bayom, there's a little chaf on top, right? So that's the Rambam, and that's Surah Shulchan Aruch, Seven Reish Samach Beis. That's how we paskin. So it sounds like we do paskin that. That it's always going to be during the day. That's my experience. It's always during the day. Okay, so let's get back to where we are in the Gemara. Amar Rabbi Elazar. Amar Rabbi Elazar, Ariel Shehiza Haza Asa Kosher. We talked before about, I think it was also an Ariel, who has the Paraduma sprinkled on him. Right, because we talked about the Korban Pesach at the time of Yeshua Ben Nun. So this is the opposite. This is not being sprinkled on, that works. This is, can he be the sprinkler? Can an Ariel be the sprinkler? Can he be the one to sprinkle the paraduma water? Okay, so Amar Rabbi Elazar, Ariel Shehiza Haza Asok Shera. So if he sprinkles the paraduma water, that's fine. Midi Dehavi Atvuyom, just like Atvuyom, right? Atvuyom is a person who was Tameh and went to the mikvah during the day, right? And then when they have Ha'erev Shemesh, the sun goes down, they'll become Tahor. But they're not Tahor until the sun comes, it goes down. So they're Tefillah Yom, and since they went to the mikvah already, but their status won't actually change until the night. So someone who's a Tefillah Yom, Sha'afabisha Asr B'Truma Kasher B'Parach. A Tefillah Yom cannot eat Truma yet, right, until the sun goes down. That's actually the first Mishnah in the first daf of Maseches Brachos, that the Kohanim will wait until, you can't say Shema, until the time when the Kohen can eat Truma, which was at night. Right? Because he can't eat Truma, even though he's a Tefillah Yom, even though he went to the mikvah already, he can't eat Truma until the nighttime comes. So the guy who went to the mikvah today, and he's just going to wait for the nighttime, then he'll be Tahor, he cannot eat Truma yet, but he's allowed to, Kasher B'Par, he's allowed to sprinkle the Paraduma. So you see a perfect example, a person who's forbidden to eat Truma, like an Arel, but is permitted to sprinkle Paraduma water. Oh, so same thing should be true by an RL also, that he is forbidden by Truma, but he's permitted to, and therefore he should be permitted to sprinkle Paraduma water. So not so fast. Mount Tefillah Yom, she came with a miser. Well, Tefillah Yom can eat miser, and an RL can't. So says Gemara, Atu anan l'achila karminan, anan l'negia karminan. We're not talking about eating anything, we're just talking about touching stuff. Umat Tvoyom Sha'asr bin Negia de Truma Mutter Bepara. Right? So in a Tvoyom is forbidden to touch Truma, but nevertheless permitted to sprinkle Paraduma water. Ariel Shemutter bin Negia ain't no din Shemutter Bepara. And then Ariel is actually allowed to touch Truma, just can't eat it. Nevertheless, should be permitted to sprinkle the Paraduma water. Fine. So Tani Nam Yachi, I have an abrasive to support it. Ariel Shehiza has a Asok Sheira. And an Ariel who sprinkles Paraduma water. So he is, the hazah is good. Umaisahaya v'chshiru chachamim hazah also. And there's a maisa rav. That one time, an Ariel sprinkled the paraduma water, and the chacham said, it's good. Okay. Gemara says, not so fast. Meisive. So Gemara is going to attack. Tumtum shekidesh. So here, we just use the language of tumtum shekidesh, and we said it before, it meant, shekidesh meant, did kiddushin. Now kiddush does not mean do kiddushin. Now kiddush means, if you look at Rashi, about 12 lines down on the left side, Shekidesh she'irev eifer b'mayim. Right, so kidesh here means that he prepared paraduma water. That's what it means. Good, thank goodness for Rashi. Right, otherwise we'd be very confused. So, yeah, it totally changes the word. Right, so kidesh. So could be there was a little different language. It wasn't kidesh. It was a tundum she. The kaddish.
It was both ways.
Tumtum Shekidesh. It was.
It was both ways. And he was Makadesh.
Yeah, Shekidesh, Kedushav, Kedushin. It's Kedesh. The same exact words. Okay, good. Not crazy. What do you think about this? So, good. Back to the Gemara. Mesevei, Tumtum Shekidesh, Kedushav, Pasal. Tumtum, who stirs the Paraduma water, makes it Pasal. Mipnei, Shehu, Safik, Ariel. The Ariel, Pasal, the Kadesh. Right? And an Ariel is not allowed to make paraduma water. Vandragonesh kidesh kiddushu kasher. But Andragonesh does, his kiddush is good. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, af Andragonesh kiddush kiddushu psulim. Rabbi Yehuda says, even Andragonesh his kiddush is no good. Bibesh is suffic isha. Vishap psulim el kadesh. And because Andragonesh is a suffic isha, and isha is not allowed to mix the paraduma water. So katani miya, but nevertheless, what's the point for us? Arel visafik. Ariel v'safik, Ariel pasul milikadish. Right, so we saw already. Ariel v'safik, Ariel pasul milikadish. You see clearly, is it someone who's an Ariel, right, or someone who's a safik Ariel? Both of them, they don't allow the androgynous to the tumtum. They don't allow them. Their mixing is pasul. It doesn't work. So this goes against what we just saw. So I'm Rav Yosef. Hi Tana debay Rabbi Akiva. No, this Tana is just according to Rabbi Akiva. Why? The Ma'ir Lila Ariel Ketam, because Rabbi Akiva considers an Ariel like a Tame. The sign of Rabbi Akiva Omer Ish Ish Larabos Ha'Ariel. Ish Ish is the pasuk is referring to Tuma. And then if you look at Rashi, Ish Ish on the left side again, like 7, 8, 9 lines down, all the way in the end of the line is the word Ish. Ish ish mizera Aaron v'gomer midarabi la'arel gabe temeim shema mina dechiyadadi ninu. Right, so we said ish ish mizera Aaron, and they include him. They include that includes the Arel by temeim. Right, so what do you see? the chiyadadi ninu vafil the nagiya the truma asar. If you're going to consider an aral like a tamei for other dinim, so then, but when you've made an aral like a tamei, so now you made him like a tamei, he shouldn't be allowed to mix paraduma water either, because again, because he and a tamei can't mix paraduma water. So, but this is only Rabbi Kiva makes that drasha. So fine. So this Tana who attacks us and says, you know, and says that an aral cannot mix paraduma water. That's just because he holds a Rabbi Kiva who holds that an aral and a tamei are the same for all halachos. Fine. So Amar Rava. So Rava says, Habi Yisivna Kamed Rav Yosef. I was sitting in front of Rav Yosef. Fekashali, right? And I had a kasha. Lo nishtame Tana velisni ha'arel ve'atamei velema Rabbi Kiva. He goes, I don't understand. If you're going to say like Rabbi Kiva, look at Rashi explains it. Lo nishtame, next Rashi. Im isad Rabbi Kiva lakol mile arel katame mashvila. Like, right, we just said that basically Rabbi Kiva says, tame, arel, all the same halachos. Right, all the same halachos. They're all, it's the same for everything. If you want to say that, lo nishtame Tana ba'alma, they're listening to the Indian maga tumos ha'arel, v'atame ki adade, v'neim Rabbi Kivi. Why did you like not tell me that these halach, that Arel and Tame are the same for all these things? It doesn't say that anywhere. V'neim and say that this is Rabbi Kiva. Midalo eshkachan hachi, and since he didn't say that, hacham yishum chumra deparihi, aval inyan maga truma Arel mutar. Meaning it's hard to argue that this halacha, right, you just throw out a din and say, oh, Arul's pasul. Why? Oh, because it's Rabbi Kiva who holds that Arul and Tamer are the same in everything. Like, how could you not include that detail? It's too specific, right? And too unique to throw out a din, which makes it sound like it's specific to Paraduma, and not let me know, basically. Like, you know, we say that a lot of times we find Mishnahs that don't explain specifically who the Shita is and who the author is. But this is like too specific that you're not going to explain to me exactly where this is coming from, and that specifically Rabbi Akiva. Meaning you want to argue, no, Rabbi Akiva, it's too hard, right? Let's go back to the Gemara. So he goes, I was sitting in front of Yosef, and I was bothered by this, right? V'kashli lo lishtame tana v'lisniha ariel v'atame v'leim Rabbi Akiva. That you can't leave it out, right? And not say that's Rabbi Akiva. Right, so imagine, what do you mean v'lo? Really, v'hakatani ha'aral v'atame patur minariya. No, but you do have times where we explain exactly aral and tame, and we put them together, and we say they're pater from riya, meaning riya's penei bias going to the Beis Hamidrash. So Gemara says, no, hasa mishum demayis, and that's a specific case that the aral is excluded also because an aral's mayis. We mentioned this a few days ago, that the aral is considered like, you know, It's like disgraceful, disgusting to have him come to the Beis Hamikdash like that he's Ariel. Right? V'az l'tamayu d'tanya ha'kol k'sherim l'kadesh chutz mi'cheir reshot v'katan. And this also goes according to their opinion. Why? And they said, everyone's kosher l'kadesh except for a'cheir resh, shota, and katan. Look at Rashi. V'az l'tamayu Rabbi Yehuda V'rabbanan the fligo le'el be'androgynous. They argued about androgynous. Hakol k'sherim kol ha'tahorim k'sherim le'kadesh mechatas. Here again, we're still talking about creating the mechatas, the paraduma water. Afilu isha avel arel v'tame lo rabbi. Right, but they don't include arel and tame. Again, we put them again together. Rabbi Yehuda machshir be'katan uposel be'isha uba androgynous. And my time at the Rabbanan, and what's the reason for the Rabbanan? Dechsiv v'lachula tamei me'afar shefas achatas. Right, that the pasuk says you should take for the tamei from the afar of the burnt up paraduma. Right, hanach tapase be'asifa psulim bekidush. Right, those who are forbidden to, because they put it together, the that you should take. Right, that you should take it. So they connect those who are able to be me'asif to gather the paraduma, the ashes, to the people who are kiddush, right? Hanach the pasul be'asifa psulim bekiddush, right? If you're pasul from gathering the ashes, you're pasul from mixing the water. Hanach the ksherim be'asifa ksherim bekiddush, and those who are permitted to gather the ashes are permitted to make the water. Rabbi Yehuda amar lecha imke neim akra v'lakach, right? What's the pasul? My v'lakchu. Now, filo hanach de psulin, right? Hasam ksheirim hachas. Rabbi Yehuda says, no. I'll tell you why the pasuk says v'lakchu, right? Meaning some of them can do asifa, and some of them can do the mixing. So the Gemara says, no. Yehachi ishanami. Then a woman should also be included. But nasan v'lo nasna. No. They said no, they wouldn't include a woman. Why? Because it's supposed to be Venasa, not below Nasna. Venasa doesn't say in the feminine. Okay. V'rabanan iksiv v'lakach v'nasan. And the Rabbanan says, so how the Rabbanan explain why it says v'lachu? Because if you just said v'lakach v'nasan, have a minah shak yochad v'yayivchad. Because Rahman of v'lachu, I think that only one person can pick up the afer, and one person can pick up the can do the water. Right, so the pasuk says v'lachu to say that you can actually have two people at the same time. Because Rachman of lachu v'nasnu, and if I would have lachu v'nasnu, have mina the shakle tre v'yave tre. Because Rachman of lachu v'nasan, I feel the shakle tre v'yave chad. You can mix and match two and one. But the point being that this is just how they finish up the drushes. But the point being that we were able to still argue that the tame and the arel are included with each other, and if that's true, right, we're not as bothered by this question. I think this question that Rav Yosef was asking, that Rava was asking, but Rav Yosef, you know, how could you leave out this connection between Arul and Tameh? And the answer is no. They're very often really, you know, compared to each other. It's not so unique unique that Rabbi Kiva did, and they didn't mention him, and therefore the attack on that approach is still a valid attack, and we'll have to see where we go going into Daf Ayin Gimel. Okay.